Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. Welcome to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. What's up, y'all? Happy Friday. Shout out to you, wherever the hell you at in your city. It's 5:07 on the West Coast, 5:07 p.m. Now let's get down to the nitty motherfucking gritty. Shout out to you and yours, wherever the hell you at. Happy Friday in your city. Now, Harvey Weinstein, that motherfucker, rape conviction has been overturned by some shit they got in the law, some type of flaw. I don't know what the hell is going on, but damn, shit is crazy. The motherfucker, who knows, he might be able to go free in a minute. It doesn't make a difference if he locked up, if the judge may try him again. There is something to where able to happen to get his shit overturned. Now, Bootsy says, free R. Kelly. I agree, free R. Kelly. But you know, that shit ain't gonna happen. You know, a black man ain't got a chance in the motherfucking system. Shit, you know, too bad us black people is quick to convict, don't forgive, remember shit for decades, and shit, hold that shit over your fucking head forever. You know, I guess being white makes everything all right, ladies and gentlemen. Shit, look at what's happening for Harvey Weinstein. R. Kelly ain't getting that same treatment. Of course, he's black. He's not white. I guess being white makes everything all right. That's real shit, y'all. Now, let me get on down my list here. Now, Jeezy. Shout out to Jeezy. My brother from another mother. My dog. He was getting accused of domestic violence during his marriage. And it was supposed to be happening some shit. Allegedly been happening throughout his marriage. He was getting accused of domestic violence from his ex-wife, Jenny May. But Jeezy came with the motherfucking receipts. I'm so fucking glad. And he said the domestic violence accusations were false and very deeply disturbing. Jeezy said the domestic violence accusations were false and deeply disturbing. I am so fucking glad that Jeezy came with the motherfucking receipts. To all my brothers out there, whatever woman you dealing with, your girlfriend, your side piece, your ex-wife, whatever, you cut the motherfuckers loose and she start trying to say you was raping her or some shit. Not raping, but I mean, pardon me. If she start trying to say you was abusing her, it was domestic violence and all that shit. Soon as you cut her loose, make sure you come with them motherfucking receipts. All right? That's some real fucking shit. Where the hell was all this domestic violence accusations at when Jeezy was married to her? Y'all don't find that strange? Ain't that something funny about that? We didn't hear about that when Jeezy was married. Why all of a sudden, now that he's divorced, all these accusations is coming up? You see that? His ex-wife is a motherfucking lie. You see that shit? He's trying to ruin Jeezy's career. Have him canceled. See, but y'all harp on shit like that. If Jeezy didn't come with the motherfucking receipts, you already know. I already know. Y'all would just cancel Jeezy. That's it. Y'all believe any motherfucking thing. And y'all don't even got to know these motherfucking celebrities. None of their life. Y'all just go by hearsay or what the fuck somebody else say. When it's no solid evidence or no proof of that shit. That's a real fucking shit. Jeezy came with them damn receipts. And he said the allegations of, pardon me, y'all. Let's see. The allegations of domestic violence were false and deeply disturbing. Shit, I'm tripping over my motherfucking words. But yeah, that's the real shit. Make sure you come with the receipts when you cut any woman loose so she can't ruin your fucking life or your career. Because that's what the fuck happens today. You feel me, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, let me go down. Billie Eilish, what the fuck, y'all? She came out the closet. Nobody gives a damn. I wouldn't be surprised if everybody in the motherfucking music industry is gay. I'm just saying, that's a real fucking shit, y'all. Nobody cares. She lost 100K followers on Instagram. Nobody gives a damn. Shit. Let her come out the motherfucking closet. Nobody cares. Shout out to Billie Eilish for being whatever the hell she is or whatever she like. Ain't no judging here. Nobody can do that but the Lord. So who cares? Now, shout out to Amanda Seales for standing up again for Angel Reese. Well, I said again, because I posted a video about the shit on my motherfucking Instagram and Facebook, you know, and I was talking about Emmanuel Acho. That motherfucker, He's black, but he's a corporate kiss-ass motherfucker. Ain't nothing black about him. He ain't got no soul, no rhythm. I'm pretty sure if you never saw this motherfucker in person and you heard his ass talk on the phone, you assume that he's fucking white. You know, that's some real fucking shit, you know? That motherfucker just a corporate kiss-ass motherfucker, you know? Do y'all remember Marcellus Wiley from back in the day on that show Speak For Yourself? He was black. That was a soul brother right there. He got removed from the show. They couldn't find nothing for that for him, right? And but they stuck with Acho because that motherfucker is a corporate kiss-ass motherfucker. He don't talk black, act black. That motherfucker is just no soul at all. I'm just saying. You ain't got to be hood. You ain't got to be ghetto to be black. Hell, Barack Obama is blacker than motherfucker Emmanuel Acho. That's how much soul Obama got. Even though he biracial. Emmanuel Acho, that motherfucker is too corporate. Too fucking white. Whitish. His skin may be black, but that motherfucker is white in the inside. Damn, no type of soul. That's some real shit. But shout out to Amanda Seals for standing up for Angel Reese, the beautiful young black queen, you know? Ladies and gentlemen, shit, I'm about to get back to the motherfucking draft. Hell yeah. Go Lakers. What the fuck, man? This is the way we're going to go out, getting our ass whooped. Now, I don't give a damn about them not going all the motherfucking way, but I remember LeBron came from three down when he was faced to go to state. Everybody forgot about that shit, but you know what I would like to see the Lakers do that shit? Or either get one fucking game. They're going to get swept. One fucking game just to break the curse of Denver whooping their ass. Look, at least they got one and go out like that. That's some real shit. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Kelly. And thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show. Well, it's all about preaching the speaking of the truth. And then, until next time, folks, I'm out. Peace.